我们今天讲的是箴言书的第四章的二十四节，接着上周我们讲，然后一直讲到五章的第六节。
Today we'll be looking at Proverbs 4:24 to chapter 5 verse 6.
嗯，好，上一次我们讲到了哈，讲到了我们说我们要尊重父母。
Last time we saw that we must honor our parents.
我们要听父母的教导。
That we need to listen to their teaching.
因为这是非常重要的一件事情。
Because it's very important.
这是关于你的生命的问题。
It's a question of life and death.
不是仅仅说你可以过一个好的生活。
It's not just about living a better life.
是关系你是永生。还是灭亡的问题。
But it's a question of whether you have eternal life or if you perish in the end.
那么最后一节经文呢，到第二十三节的时候呢，他就讲到了你要保守你的心。
Verse 23 tells us to keep your heart with all vigilance.
因为你所做的、所想的、所思想的，都是从心发出来的。
Because everything you do, everything you think about, all flows from your heart.
你若心里清洁的话
，If you are if you're pure in heart，
那么你所做的一切就是清洁的。
Then everything you do is pure.
你想的一切都是清洁的。
Everything that you think is pure.
你讲的话呢也是清洁的。
What you speak is pure.
如果心里边是邪恶的
，If however your heart is evil。
那么无论你讲的无论你做的还是无论你说的也都是邪恶的。
Then everything you do, you think about, and you speak, is also evil.
那么今天我们就讲到第二十四节。
So today we'll start at 24.
好 ,24 and 25. 这里说你要除掉邪僻的口。
Put away from you crooked speech.
弃绝怪谬的嘴。
And put devious talk far from you.
你的眼目要向前正看。
Let your eyes look directly forwards.
当向前直观。
And your gaze be straight before you.
这里讲到了什么呢？一个正直的人。
An upright person.
讲到了他的眼睛是怎样的眼睛，他的口是怎样的口。
This verse tells us what an upright person's eyes and mouth are like.
你试一试把眼睛闭上。
If you try closing your eyes,
你会发现你和这个世界就缺少一个交流。
You'll find that you are no longer in interaction with your surroundings.
是，因为你看不见。
Because you can't see them.
举个例子，今天你早晨出去，你一看啊，有个鸟呀，向你唱歌。
For example, if you wake up in the morning, you go outside and you see a bird that's singing.
你听到了它的声音，然后看到那鸟儿那样非常高兴的样子，你心里也高兴哈。
If you hear the bird singing and you see the bird and it looks like it's happy, you feel happy as well.
如果你看不见呢，你一出门，你以为谁的车坏了？
If, however, you can't see the bird, you hear that sound, you might think someone has a car problem.
所以这个眼睛很重要。
So your vision is very important.
它是我们与这个世界交流的一个渠道，很重要的一个渠道。
The eyes are a very important conduit by which we communicate with the world.
另外一个呢，就是我们的嘴。
Another one is our mouth.
能够表达我们对这个世界的一些感受。
Because it allows us to express.How we feel, what we think of our surroundings.
好了，当你看到一个鸟儿在那里唱歌，听到它唱歌的时候
，When you hear and see a bird singing,
你嘴里边就会讲话了，哇，真好听。
You will say with your mouth, "Wow, it's so beautiful."
哇，真开心今天。
I'm so happy today.
它会无论我们看到什么，或者我们会直接影响到我们的里边的。
Things that we see or hear, affect us.
那么我们接受到这个信息，我们里边的东西就会出来，心里边的东西产生，心里边的感受就会从嘴里边说出来。
And as a result, what we think or feel in our heart will flow out from our mouths.
所以我们就知道非常非常的重要。
So we know that the mouth is very important.
我们的眼睛看什么很重要。
It's also important what our eyes look at.
我们嘴里边讲什么也很重要。
What our mouths say.
好了，这里说你要除掉邪僻的口。
So here it says, put away from you crooked speech.
什么叫邪僻?
What is crooked speech?
英文 crooked, 什么意思?就是他讲话呢是弯弯曲曲的。
弯弯曲曲。means the person's speech is
crooked.
It's crooked, it's not straight.
Crooked, not straight. 所以这样的人讲话呢就是他哎是这样左边哎一会儿又是右边。
So when they're talking, it's like they're kind of swerving from the right and the left.
他说像当你今天回家的时候你 开车在401高速公路上是不是 crooked driving?
When you drive on the highway, are you gonna drive while swerving?
你不会的，你一定直着走的。
No, you will drive straight.
同样，我们讲话也是需要这样，因为这表示一种诚实。
In the same way, when we speak, we need to do it in a straight way because it means that we're being honest when we speak.
是诚实的。什么我就讲什么，我不用转弯抹角。
Whatever I want to say, I will just say directly instead of like making turns.
下面说，所以我们讲话不要那样讲哈。
So we shouldn't speak
不要讲那种话了。我们讲话就是诚实讲话。
We should just speak honestly.
圣经告诉我们说什么？是就是是，不是就是不是。
The Bible tells us let your yes be yes and your no be no.
我们千万不要这样讲、啊、可能是也可能不是大概是也大概可能不是反正你自己看着办吧
We shouldn't speak like maybe it's a yes maybe it's a no I don't know but、kind of not really I don't know
圣经告诉我们是就是是不是就是不是、
The Bible tells us yes is yes and no is no
知道就是知道不知道就不知道
You either know or you don't、
不要拐 crooked 不要拐来拐去的
Don't becrooked、
下边说 这种我们讲话不要这样讲话哈然后呢 你如果讲话是这样邪僻的话哈你不会别人不会信任你
if you do、speak in a crooked way then people aren't going to believe you
也不会 trust you
they won't trust in you either
因为你总是转来转去的嘛
because you're always swerving、
所以我们要清楚哈年轻人我们讲话呢是直来直去的诚实话
So、young people we need to speak frankly directly
然后下面说你也要弃绝乖谬的嘴、
Then it says put devious talk far from you
好什么叫 devious
What does devious mean
Devious 什么意思、
You're trying to be sneaky
Sneaky
You have an alternate purpose between what you're saying
Devious 就是有个直的路，然后你从直的路 deviate， 你就走别的路。
偏离。所以这些怪谬的嘴是什么呢？就是本来应该正着走，但是他非要斜着走。
Devious talk it means when you're supposed to speak honestly, but you decide to speak crookedly.
你知道有一些人呢，他就是这样，好像是有病一样。
There are some people who have a problem
就讲话的时候呢总是怎么说呢他会觉得哦就斜过去了就很奇怪的他的思维就是这样思维就斜过去了
when they talk they sort of just deviate all of a sudden and talk about whatever they have a very weird way of thinking
所以不要让人觉得你很奇怪
so don't let people think that you're very strange
你要用大家都能够接纳的方式诚实的方式讲出这些话。
You need to speak directly in a way that everyone is able to understand.
因为当我们讲话，无论是弯曲、邪僻，或者是乖谬的话，我们就会失去别人的信任。
Because when we speak in a crooked way or in a devious way, it causes people not to trust us.
人家别人也会误解我们。
And they can also misunderstand what we're trying to say.
好了。下面讲到了眼目。
The next thing that it talks about is the eyes.
他说你的眼目要向前正看。
Let your eyes look directly forward.
要往前看。正看的意思就是不要一会儿看这儿一会儿要看那儿。
To look directly forward means don't, you know, look to this side and then look to the other side.
好问你们个问题哈。
Here's a question.
你在马路上走路的时候。
When you're walking down the street.
你看到一个人走路这样。
You see someone walking like that.
这是什么样的人?
What does that mean? What kind of person is that?
这是什么样的人?
神经病。
不是神经病啊。这样，他就是这样，上面就走着这样走。这样人是什么样的人? 这样的人眼睛后边他讲到了说当向前直观 you gaze 什么叫 gaze 盯着他一直盯着一个方向的这样的人是什么样的人他知道他去哪儿了通常是上班的
So people who walk with their eyes directly forward and their gaze straight before them, it means that they are walking with a purpose. They know where they're going. Usually they're headed to work.
有目标了。
They have a destination.
又有一个人这样的。
Someone else.
这是什么样的人
？Who's walking like that? What does that mean?
这样的人是没事的，闲的。
They don't have anything to do.
他也不知道干嘛，晚上出来逛街的。
They're just, you know, wandering around.
他不是想买衣服。
They don't really want to buy anything.
他也不是想去吃饭。
Or to find a place to eat.
他不是想去看朋友。
They're not going to visit anyone.
就是没有事情做。
They just don't have anything to do.
所以出来他就看着这看什么都行，反正就是今天没有事情做。
So they go outside to walk and to kill time and to just look around.
所以一个真正的人，他是有目标的，是有方向的。
So an upright person has a goal, a destination, a specific direction in which he wishes to walk.
所以你们要做一个什么样的人？你要生活有目标、有方向，不是一天闲着没事看看这、看看那，实在不行看看计算机、上上网。
So you need to live with a purpose, with a goal, and not just be looking around all day.
这样的人，这样的人，他知道生他的生命的意义，他知道我要活着，我要做什么。
Because that means you know why you are living, what purpose your life serves.
他有个目标。
You have a goal.
他的眼睛一直看着目标，向目标前进。
And your eyes are fixed on this goal, and you're walking toward this goal.
所以呢，这里告诉我们一个真正的一个活在上帝面前的人。
So this tells us that someone who truly lives before the Lord.
他的心里边所装的。
What he keeps in his heart
都是诚实
is very honest
他所眼睛所看的他的生活是有方向的
what he looks at shows that he lives with a purpose and he walks in a direction
好了那么我们又回来了当我们嘴里边所讲出来的话表明我们心里装的是什么
so what we speak with our mouth shows what we have in our hearts
讲出邪僻的话，表明他里边装满了邪僻。
If we
他有个邪僻的心。
If we have devious speech, it means that our hearts are devious.
我们里边装满邪恶，嘴出讲出来的话就是邪恶。
If our hearts are filled with evil, that means the words that we speak will be evil.
同样的道理。
In the same way.
如果我们里边装满了邪恶。
If we are filled with evil.
你知道我们的眼睛就喜欢看邪恶的东西。
Then our eyes will like to look at evil things.
所以这是联系在一起的。
These are all interconnected.
当我们眼睛看到邪恶的时候
，When we see evil things，
我们就被邪恶所污染。
We are defiled by these evil things.
我们天天看邪恶的时候
，And when we look at these evil things all day，
我们里面就充满邪恶。
It will fill us with evil.
我们就被污染了。
And we will be defiled.
然后我们嘴里边就讲出邪恶的话。
And so what we say will be evil words.
邪僻的话
，a devious speech，
这样怎么样？就去污染别人。
And that will in turn defile other people。
也就是说，你不但被污染了，而且你也会去污染别人。
So not only will you yourself be defiled, but you will also defile other people。
所以不要什么都看。
So don't look at anything。
你也不要什么都说。
And don't say anything.
你所看的会污染你。
Whatever you look at will defile you.
你所说的会污染别人。
And what you say will defile others.
你喜爱看那些良善美好的东西。
If you like looking at good and
kind
things.
那么你里边就充满了良善和美好。
Then you will be filled with goodness and kindness.
你讲出的话呢，也是良善和美好的，哎，别人就很喜悦。
Your speech will be good and kind, and other people will benefit from it.
当你看一切美好、良善的东西的时候呢，你就怎么样？被良善和美好就被建立。
When you spend your time looking at good and kind.Things you will be edified by goodness and kindness.
你讲出的话呢，良善美好也可以造就别人。
And your speech, which then becomes good and kind, will serve to edify other people.
那么特别对今天的年轻人，你要保守你的眼睛。
Especially to young people today, you need to guard your eyes.
你要保守你的耳朵。
And your ears.
不要什么都看。
Don't look at anything.
不要什么都听。
Don't listen to anything, just anything.
如果我们吃的不健康。
If
我们的身体就会不健康。
If we eat unhealthy foods, then our bodies will be unhealthy.
如果我们看不健康的东西，听不健康的东西，我们的心灵就不健康。
If we look at and listen to unhealthy things, then our spirit and heart will be unhealthy as well.
嗯哼，所以今天有好多的东西呢，你去看的时候，你去听的时候。
There are a lot of things today that once you see them or once you hear them,
你在不自觉的当中你就被污染了。
You're defiled even though you're unaware of it.
给你举个最简单的例子。
Here's an example.
你看很多人走路的时候喜欢戴个耳机。
A lot of people like to walk while listening on their earphones.
你从他们的表现你就能看出来他们听的是什么。
By their expressions, you can tell what they're listening to.
我给你们举个例子。
Here's an example.
戴上了啊。我听的是什么？别听这些东西，你看到没有？你听的时候呢，你被污染的时候，你这身上都开始变。
When you listen to
明白
to this or that, it also changes the way you behave, you walk even.
然后这么走来走去就会发生什么事情，知道吗？这裤子就越来越往下掉，你就喜欢穿那样的裤子，对不对？所以你看到没？听的东西会污染你。
So what you listen to
会污染你一切的行为。
And the way that you behave.
看的东西也是一样。
Same thing with what you look at.
网很好的。
The internet is great.
现在不就是快到 5G 了。5G 网络。
What is 5G internet?
我告诉你一件事情。一个电影。
One movie.
一个电影。如果用 5G 网络下载的话，一秒钟。
You can, with 5G...Internet, you can download an entire movie in a second.
很了不得的，非常的厉害。
It's very cool.
网络好不好？
Is internet good?
好啊，
yeah.
我每天都离不开网络。
I can't stay away from the internet.
我在那里边，我可以找到很多我想要的东西。
I can find a lot of things that are useful to me.
所以我上网，我知道我要做什么。
So when I use the internet, I know what I'm using it for.
但是你们年轻人呢，有很多的时候你们不懂得分辨。
But with young people, a lot of times you don't have discernment.
老师留个作业，今天要上网啊，很高兴。
The teacher gives you an assignment and you need to go online for something.
为什么很高兴呢
？Because.
因为今天有一个原因可以让妈妈允许我用上网。
Because today I have an excuse.For my mom to allow me to use the internet.
因为平时爸爸妈妈管得很严，不允许随便上网。
Because normally they're very strict about it, and they don't just let me use.
今天回家，爸，老师让我上网。
So I come home, I tell my dad, my teacher told me to use the internet.
不上网不能做作业。
Otherwise, I can't complete my homework.
还有另外三个人，我们要在网上一起讨论这个问题。
I have three other like group mates, and we need to talk together about this assignment.
爸爸就没办法了，说那行上网吧。
The dad says okay because he has no other option.
告诉你密码。
Tells you the password.
上网吧。
So you go online.
一上网把门就关上了。
You close the door.
你会发现你会留心爸爸妈妈在没在门口。
And you'll start to pay attention and ask if your parents are at the door.
你就开始联系那三个人，三个同学。
You're gonna talk to those three other classmates.
用 Skype.到一起了，很开心啊！我们讲一讲这个作业的问题。
You're gonna go on Skype and you're gonna talk about the assignment.
就开始讨论作业的问题。然后呢，四个人正好打一盘游戏，对吧？所以在那讨论完了，就打一个游戏吧。
And then after you're done talking about the assignment, you say, "Oh, we're all together. Let's play some game together."
所以你就打游戏了。
And then you start the game.
这是不好的。
It's not good.
因为你知道吗？当你去打游戏的时候，你就会上瘾的。
Because when you play these games online, you will get addicted.
就好像吸毒一样。
Like a drug.
你们几个玩得非常的开心。
So as you're playing very happily.
啊，这回是数学作业，下一次呢是物理作业。
This time you're talking about math. Next time you'll talk about science.
还是我们四个人一组吧。
Oh, let's be in the same group again.
你们四个人一组不是为了写作业，是为了我们打游戏打得很配合得很好。
This time you get together not because you want to do the assignment together, but because you all want to play this game together.
好了，打完游戏一看刚十点。
So after you finish the game, it's only 10 o'clock.
就想一想。
And you think.
再看点别的吧。
Let's do something else.
现在你不用去找，它会蹦出来的。
Nowadays, you don't need to search what you want to do. They pop up.
你知道网络里边有网络是好的。
The internet is good.
但是人心是坏的。
But our hearts are bad.
不是所有的人呢，网上不是所有的东西都是好的。
Not everything online is good.
而且我告诉你，大部分是不好的。
Actually, most of it is bad.
如果今天我们做个调查的话，大家都来上网。
If we conducted a survey.
就是此时此刻八点钟。
At 8 o'clock.
你会发现这里边分三部分人。
We'll find that there are three types of people based on their internet.
一部分人是做。正经事情的。
One group of people, they're doing things that they're supposed to be doing.
第二部分呢是闲着没事在上面就是看东看西的。
Another group of people, they're just killing time and just surfing the web.
第三部分人就是看那些不好的东西的。
The third type of person is doing bad stuff, looking at bad things.
我问你这三部分人哪部分人最多？
Which group of people do you think is the
most? 哪部分人最多？这部分人最多。
That one.
就那些看不好的东西的人是最多的。
Most people are looking at bad things online.
因为什么呢？
Because.
因为不要忘了，我们是罪人。
We shouldn't forget it that we're sinners.
是早就告诉过大家，我们生下来就是喜欢邪恶的。
When we're born, we naturally like evil.
所以我们怎么样呢？我们生来就是喜欢看那些东西的。
So when we're born, we're disposed to look at bad things.
我们生来就是喜欢听那些东西的。
And to listen to bad things.
我们生来就是喜欢想那些东西。
And to think about evil things.
不要觉得自己是个好人。
Don't think that you're a good person.
我们对我们自己要有个正确的认识。所以上一个星期的时候。
We must have a proper understanding of ourselves. So last week.
这个爸爸告诉这个儿子怎么样？当你这个恶的东西在你面前的时候，你要马上就转身就走。
The father tells his son that when there's evil around him, he should pass by. He should run away from it.
你不要在那里看。
Don't stick around.
是不是？
To see
我说你看的时候，你就这个恶就进到你的里边了。
Because once you are looking at it, the evil enters into you.
所以年轻人面对这个网络的时候，你自己要对自己要给要自己要下个决心。
So when it comes to internet use, you need to make a decision.
你就是要对那些不好的东西要说 no.
And that is to say no to the evil stuff.
做完事情之后，马上就下网。
When you're done doing what you need to do, just get offline.
不要总在这些网络上来流连。
Don't just always stay on all of these sites.
所以我告诉你，今天魔鬼很可怕哈，我们讲魔鬼了。
The devil.
他怎么吸引我们？
How does he tempt us?
就是这些东西的。
With these things.
我不说这手机哈，
Not the
是手机里边的东西。
Cell phone itself, what's inside the cell phone.
所以你看，你觉得这是 cell phone 吗？
Do you think this is a cell phone?
这是一个高级 computer.
This is actually a computer.
什么叫高级 computer?
A high-tech one.
举个例子，我家里边那个计算机是这么大了。
The computer I have at home is that big.
也没有 WiFi 的，得插那个 cable 的。
And it requires an Ethernet cable.
你有没有看到地铁里边有一个人抱着一个显示器这样的吧？这种抱个读机。
Do you ever see people
插着 cable 线的？在那上网有没有
？Do you ever people in the subway with a humongous computer with the cable using it on the subway？
今天就这么个小东西就可以哦。
Today you just needed like a cell phone size device.
所以魔鬼，他用这些东西来吸引我们。
The devil uses these things to attract us.
让我们在犯罪的道路上越走越舒服。
So that we're very comfortable as we're sinning.
在犯罪的道路上越来越舒服。
As we're walking on the path of sin, we're more and more comfortable.
所以你看那个 desktop 那个机器就没人买了。
So nowadays nobody buys the desktops.
大家都去买这个东西去了。
Everybody wants the phones.
买不起怎么样？去卖肾。
If you can't afford it, you can sell a kidney.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
更容易犯罪。
Because it makes it more convenient to sin.
很简单。
was very simple.
所以还是得告诉我们，你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝怪谬的嘴。
So, this tells us to put away from us all crooked speech and put devious talk far from you.
然后你的眼目要清洁。
And that our eyes must look directly forward.
不要东瞅西瞅，一天没事做，你有方向的。
And not to just look here and there all day, wander around, because we do have a direction.
记住。
Remember.
以弗所书第四章二十九节这样说。
Ephesians 4:29.
以弗所书告诉我们，那么我们说不讲那些污秽人的话，哈，那些邪僻的话。
So we've seen that we should not speak.
那我们讲什么样的话呢
？So then, how should we speak?
这里说污秽的言语一句不可出口。
Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths.
不，一句都别出口啊。
Not even one.
千万不要讲那些污秽的言语。
Do not talk things that will. Do not say things that will defile others.
当然。污秽的言语是出于一颗污秽的心。
Defiling speech, corrupting talk comes from a corrupted heart.
所以我们当然我们的心很重要。
So our hearts are very important.
但是我们首先也意识到这些污秽的言语是很肮脏的。
We need to recognize that corrupting talk is very, filthy.
所以一句都不可出口。
So we must not, let even a word slip.
不是一天一句。
Not one word per day.
一句都不可以出口的。
But one word at all.
因为这样的话你会污秽别人的。
Because we will corrupt others.
那么我们要说什么话呢？这里说只要谁是说造就人的好话。
But only such as is good for building up.
去建造别人的。
We should speak to build others up.
而不是拆毁的。
And not to, tear them down.
举个例子啊。
For example.
你的朋友来找你。
Your friend comes
Aileen,
to see you.
你的朋友来找你。考试结束了。
After a test.
你考了 A.
You got an A.
他考了 C.
She got a C.
所以他就跟你哭。
And she's crying to
you. 因为你是他最好的朋友。
Because you're her best friend.
因为他自己觉得说哎呀考得不好。
Because she feels that she didn't do well.
你怎么给她说呢
？What are you going to say to her？
怎么跟她说 ，Aileen？
Help me to study harder next time.
啊哈
？Study harder next time.
下回要你要努力学习啊。然后就 OK 了。
Is that all？
我们可以有两个方式的，一个方式是吧？哎呀，下回努力，没事没事，哎呀，完全没事的。考西有没有事啊？有事的。
You could treat this in two ways. You could say, "Oh, don't worry, just study about."
我们不要走两个极端。一个极端就是 OK, OK, 没事，没事，没事。
There are two extremes. One is to say, "Eh, yeah, it doesn't matter, it's okay."
它有事的，不是没事的。
It's not okay.
我们又避免走另外一个极端。
But we should avoid the other extreme as well.
你有点笨。
You're stupid.
不要走这两个极端。
You're not smart.
当你走到另外一个极端说没事没事没事的时候呢
？When you go to the other extreme where you say, "Oh, it's okay."
他真的觉得没事。
Your friend will think it's actually okay.
而下次他就搞个 D.
And next time they'll get a D.
你跟我说啊，你就是个笨。哎呀，你走这个极端，说你就是个笨。
If you say, "Oh, you're just dumb."
下回他也考 D.
Next time they'll also get a D.
这个 D 呢，觉得是没事。
The D on this side think it's okay.
这个 D 呢，我笨。
The other D will become depressed.
你就把它拆毁了。
And you've torn this person down.
你要告诉他，前面我们讲了，你要告诉他一个事实。
You need to tell them the truth.
这次考的真的是不好。
Yeah, you really did not do well.
嗯，这考的的确是不太好。
It's actually not that good.
但是你需要努力。
But you need to try harder.
我可以帮你。
I can help you.
这样讲话就是怎么样？就造就他。
In talking that way, you can build them up.
下次有问题，他就会来找你，你一帮他。
Next time your friend has problems, they will come to you and you can help them.
下回一考试。
Next time there's a test.
他考 A.
They will get an A.
你考 B plus.
And you get a B plus.
你说完了，糟糕了。
And you think, oh, this is awful.
下回他再来找你说，我不懂，我不懂。
And next time they come to you for help, you'll say, oh, I don't actually.
要不要
？Are you going to do that?
不要的。当他被 建立起来的 build up， 当它被建立起来，你要替它高兴。
When your friend has been built up, you need to be happy for them.
你告诉他，你看，你努力了，你很聪明的。
You tell them.
你不是很笨的。
You're not dumb. Look, you've tried very hard and you've done well.
然后你就站在这个位置，然后向他学习。
And then you'll switch positions and you'll learn from your friend there.
下次呢？
Next time.
你是 A plus。
You'll get an A plus.
他也是 A plus.
And your friend will also get an A plus.
所以你要去造就别人，而不是去拆毁一个人。
So you need to build people up and not tear them down.
但是你也不能够去吹捧他。
But you shouldn't flatter people either.
啊，没事没事没事，有事的，怎么没有事呢？ It's a problem. 然后呢，叫听见的人得益处。
That it may give grace to those who hear.
看，这是个 grace.这是个恩典，让人能够得到一个恩典。
You can give grace to someone who hears you.
如果你要是走在这两个极端的时候，你给他的不是恩典，是一个灾难。
If you walk at the two extremes, you've not given them grace, but rather
disaster.
A disaster.
所以你要他这个益处。
So you want the person to have grace.
嗯哼，好。下一个，以弗所书第五章第四节。
Ephesians 5:4。
小弟大声说。
Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving.
所以这里边讲到说，淫词妄语和戏笑的话，就都不要讲。
So here it says, foolish talk, crude joking, filthiness.We shouldn't speak.
这里说不是你不可以讲笑话。
This doesn't mean you can't joke.
而讲的是戏笑的话。
But crude joking.
哈哈，你不要到哪儿都很严肃的，嗯。
It doesn't mean to go be super serious wherever you go.
就是开玩笑是没问题的。
It's okay to joke.
但是如果这个玩笑是很粗鲁的。
But if you make crude jokes.
或者是甚至于是很肮脏的那一种。
Or gross jokes.
所以今天网上呢，你们网上的话呢，千万不要轻易的用网上流行的词语表达方式。
Oh, you should be careful not to use internet language in real life.
因为那都是很肮脏的话。
Because usually it's very filthy stuff.
对，昨天我不怎么看到电视里边一个电视剧里边竟然用这种话。
Yesterday I saw on some TV show where they use.
所以不要跟
internet
不要跟网络上学话。
Don't learn your speech from the internet.
我们看了很多的时候，你们年轻人在这上面发那个什么什么什么 moments， 还有什么讲话都是用那个词语，那是非常脏的话。
Oh,
千万不要用。
A lot of time online, we'll see young people use like online speech to.
基督徒不应该讲这样的话。
Christians should not speak in such a manner.
总要说感谢的话。
But instead, let there be thanksgiving.
所以你看，我回信通常是谢谢谢谢谢谢。
So whenever I reply to messages, I will say thank you, thank you, thank you.
感谢的话是用一个感恩的心来讲话。
Thanksgiving means when you speak out of a heart of
不是总讲谢谢讲谢谢的话，是你要有一个感恩的心，然后再讲话。
It doesn't mean you're just saying thank you all the time, but rather you have a grateful heart and then you're saying thank you.
所以我们讲话要非常非常的小心。
So we need to be careful when we speak.
否则我们会拆毁一个人。
Otherwise, we might tear down a person.
我们可能会污秽一个人。
Or defile someone.
神不喜悦的。
Which does not please God.
好了，下面我们讲26节、27节。
26 to 27。
这里说要修平你脚下的路。
Ponder the path of your feet.
坚定你一切的道。
Then all your ways will be sure.
不可偏向左右。
Do not swerve to the right or to the left.
要使你的脚离开邪恶。
Turn your foot away from evil.
前面讲到的邪僻和乖谬就是什么？转向邪恶。
Earlier the terms crooked and devious.
就是向邪恶那方向去走。
Mean that you're walking towards evil in the direction of evil.
而这里说你不要偏，不要偏左，不要偏右，右和左也好，都是乖僻的。
Here it says, "Do not swerve to the right or the left." Both the right and the left are deviating from the path.
所以这是从另一个角度讲，前面讲到的是什么呢？你要不要走这条路？现在呢，你要远离这条路。
Earlier on, we saw you shouldn't take this.Crooked path, but here it says, "Stay away from the path."
嗯哼， 所以要首先说要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。
So first it says ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure.
什么叫修平你脚下的路？
What does it mean to ponder the path of your feet?
什么叫修平你脚下的路？
To know where you're walking.
Know where to walking. 就是你没在别的地方去走，你要修平它。你开车的时候你会知道的，尤其是冬天，如果这个道坑包不平的时候，你知道，如果这个路是这样的话，你车就会往这边滑的。脚下的路不平的话，你走路就是歪歪扭扭的。
Okay, if the path under your feet is not flat,、
mm-hmm.
You won't be able to walk steadily.
嗯哼，我们在哈尔滨的，我在冬天在哈尔滨的时候呢，路上都是冰。
In some place in China, some obscure place, in the winter, there's ice everywhere on the ground.
所以你走路的时候你自己不控制的。
And you're not really in control when you're walking.
你也控制不了了。
And you're not able to control it.
所以比如说我们走路的时候呢，有些时候那路是坑洼不平的。
Sometimes you're walking on uneven ground.
当我们走到这个路上的时候，那边正好是朝这个方向的一个坡的时候。
And when you're walking next to you, there's sort of like a.
因为很路很滑嘛。
Like a hill, like a.
我们的脚就会往那边滑。
Your foot will slip in that direction.
当往那个方向的时候，你千万别动。
When that happens, you must stay still.
你也动不了。
You're not able to.
你唯一能做的是什么呢？就别动，就是就往那方向就滑。
You should just not move and. Let it carry you over there.
老乡都知道这事儿是发生了什么。也就是说，这里告诉我们，你要修平了。你如果不修平这条路的话呢，你可能一会儿滑到这边，一可能滑到那边。
So you need to make sure that your path is level so that you won't sway.
嗯，好了，怎么能够修平你脚下的路呢？
How can you make level the path of your feet?
你看。Got it. 怎么修平？怎么修平这个路？怎么把这个路修平啊？就是用他爸爸教他的一些话。
By using the teachings that his father had taught him.
或者我们说，就是用神所讲的话，神的智慧就能把它修平了。
In other words, you can use God's wisdom to make level your path.
所以后边说要坚定你一切的道。
So later it says.
Then
all your ways will be sure.
当你把神的话当成道去走的时候
，When you take God's word and make it your path,
这个道你就不会一会儿滑左边，一会儿滑右边的。
You won't swerve to the right or to the left.
你一定不会的。
You just won't.
然后这里说你不可偏向左右。
Next verse, you not swerve to the right or to the left.
好了。我们滑的时候，我们可能是不自觉的，跟着我们的本性去走。
When we're like sliding on the ground, we're going along with our nature.
但是有些时候我们是故意去走。
But other times we purposely go in that direction.
比如说，你每一次在网上去看那些不好的网页的时候，都是故意的。
For example, when you're online consulting evil.Websites, you're doing it on purpose.
有没有这种情况？你打开这个网页，哇，看你这个很喜欢，很看了半个小时。
Like when you turn on your computer and you see something evil, and you stay on the site for like half an hour.
然后你把它关了，说，哎呀，对不起，我不是故意的。
And then you close it and say, oh, well, it was an accident.
你不会的，而且也不是的。
You wouldn't do that because it's not an accident.
所以有些时候我们是故意偏向左，有些时候是故意偏向右的。
So a lot of times we purposely walk to the right or to the left.
但是这里告诉我们，无论向左，无论向右，那都叫邪恶。
But here tells us to that, you know, swerving to the right or to the left is evil.
你要走在这智慧当中。
But we should walk in wisdom.
神的话语当中。
In God's word.
左边右边怎么样？你不要看。
Do not even look to the right or to the left.
你知道你生命的方向。
Because you know the direction of your life.
你也知道你生命的意义。
And the purpose of your life.
好了，今天这个世界是非常的美丽的世界。
Today's world is very pretty.
Pretty 也可以。我告诉你呢，几十年前当我去读书的时候呢。
Some.100 years ago, when I was a student,
你知道我们那时候如果说一个孩子变坏了，
if
变坏了
if we said that the student has turned bad,
啊，对，变坏了，
or is rebellious, has. Yeah.
你知道什么意思吗？
What did that mean?
就是我们有一节课没上。
He skipped a class.
A class.
One class.
啊，老师就会找我爸爸来学校。
The teacher will call his parents.
告我爸爸说，你得管教你的孩子。
So, you need to watch your child.
他学坏了。
He has become very rebellious.
所以你知道我们那时候你一节课不上就是坏孩子。
So back in the day, if you skipped a single class, you would be considered a bad student.
但是我们看今天呢？
But nowadays.
今天是一个学期一个学期的逃课。
You skip an entire course per semester.
啊、uh-huh. ，这不算什么呢？
And that doesn't even count as very bad.
我们那时候也没有网络。
Before we didn't have internet.
我们看个电影都是很少的事情。
It was rare that we even watched.
我们一年能看三到四个电影。
In one year, we watched 3 or 4 movies.
你们今天随时上网都可以看到电影。
Today, you can go online at any time and watch a movie.
我们那时候去看电影呢，老师让我们看什么电影，我们才可以看什么电影。
Before, we would only be able to watch the movies that our teachers allowed us to watch.
你今天回家关上门，你什么电影都可以看。
Today, when you go home and close the door, you can watch whatever you want.
我们那时候也没有这些乱七八糟的电影。
And before, when we were young, we didn't even have all these movies.
我们那时候，我们还喜欢读书。
We love to read.
但是那时候没有现在这些乱七八糟的书，都是好书。
But we didn't have all the garbage literature that exists today. We had good books.
所以那时候我读过很多的好书。
So I read a lot of good books.
不像你们今天，你们今天啥书都有。
Today, however, you have books. You have books about whatever.
所以你们今天的世界比我们当时的世界更加的危险。
So the world we live in today is a lot more dangerous.
尽管我们人都是一样的，都是罪恶的人。
Even if we're still the same sinful people.
但是你们今天的这个世界来自于这个世界的，或者来自于魔鬼的引诱和试探更多。
But the temptation from the world and from the devil is greater today.
所以你们要小心。
So you must be careful.
所以以前的时候我跟大家讲过一句话的。
For I would say.Something a lot.
第一，我真盼望我像你们这个年纪。
I really wish I were your age.
你们这年纪真好。
It's a great age to be.
你们年轻。
Because you're young.
记忆力好。
Your memory works very well.
啊，理解力也好。
And your mental capacity.
今天有很多的工具你们可以去用。
There are a lot of tools
来帮助你们自己。
That are at your disposal today.
你们有很多的精力。
You have.Energy? A lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. 你们可以做很多的事情。
You can do a lot of things.
哇，两天不睡觉没问题。
If you don't sleep for 2 days, you'll be fine.
我以前就两天三天不睡觉，正常。
Before it was normal for me to skip 2 or 3 nights of sleep. Today, it won't work.
所以你们年轻的有很多的优势的。
So, being young has a lot of advantages.
所以我很羡慕你们。
That's why I think it's a good age.
嗯哼，但是呢，同时。
But at the same time.
你们年轻呢，让我感到非常的可怕。
I'm very afraid of being this age.
因为你们这个时代特别特别的危险。
Because the age, the world that we live in at this time is very, very dangerous.
太多那些可爱的东西吸引你。
There are so many flashy things that attract us.
而每一个这样可爱的背后都是魔鬼。
And the devil is behind each of them.
你不信？
If you don't
我告诉你一件事情，在美国三藩市
，In San Francisco，
有一个宗教叫撒旦教。
There's something called Satanism.
嗯，他的教会的门上呢，有几个字。
They have like a church of Satan.
他那字叫地狱之门。
And on their gate, it says the gate to hell.
他们很有钱。
And they're very, very rich.
你知道他的钱都投资在哪个方向吗？
And what do they do with all this money?
电影明星。电影明星。
The movie industry.
嗯，拍电影，然后呢，还有音乐。
And music.
这些人实际上都是撒旦教给他们的这些钱去支持他们。
These industries are largely supported by satanic.
给你举个简单的例子，美国有一个两个人，现在上一届得了格莱美奖。
Earlier, there were two artists who got the Grammy Awards recently.
那两个人就是打扮的跟鬼一样。
And they dressed as.
那兄弟非常有名，能够得格莱美奖的。
They dress as like.
像魔鬼一样。
Like the devil.
嗯哼。你看电影，你在看电影，所以你看今天这所有的音乐，很大一部分这些人都这些明星啊，所谓的明星，他们都是来自于撒旦教的。
A lot of artists today, you can tell, you know, by the way they dress.
你在看电影，你们喜欢看那个《哈利波特》
？If you look at movies like Harry Potter.
谁看过？小弟看过哈。你看那个电影从头看到尾，你会发现很费劲的，费眼睛。
If you watch the last movies, you'll find that your eyes are very tired while watching.
从头至尾就是绿绿的，黑黑的。
From beginning to end,
你从来都没有太阳升起过。
It's so dark and you don't see any sunlight.
而你今天再到电影院去看的时候
，And if you watch it in a movie theater,
几乎90%的电影都是这样子的。
If you go to the movie theater, maybe 90% of all movies are like that as well.
所以今天的人为什么越来越黑暗，越来越喜欢待在自己的房间里边？偷偷摸摸的上网跟人联系，为什么今天的人喜欢自己待在房间里
？So why is it that people today like to stay in their rooms all by themselves？
把计算机打开
，and like
上网
，and go online，
而不喜欢去说，哎 ，Teresa hi，but
they don't like to go out and say hi to people。
因为人现在越来越要封闭自己
，because people are becoming more and more isolated。
越来越要活在他自己的空间黑暗里边
，and living in their own like little。Space of darkness.
这与他所看的，与他所听的，都是有关系的。
It has to do with what they watch, what they hear.
有关系的。
Yeah.
他们就觉得这个黑暗很酷啊，很好。
They like to dwell in darkness.
所以孩子们，你们要相信的，魔鬼今天所做的事情，真的是你想象不到的。
So, the devil is doing a lot of stuff that maybe.You haven't even imagined.
没事，别把自己关在家里边，就在那里上网啊，计算机啊，啊，手机啊。
Don't just lock yourself up in a room and go.
去太阳下边去晒一晒。
Go out in the sunlight.
去看看，听听那鸟儿唱歌。
Go listen to the birds.
因为那是上帝所创造的。
Because that's what God has created.
当你进入的投入到这个世界。大自然当中的时候
，When you've immersed yourself in nature，
你就投入到上帝的创造当中。
You're in God's creation，
而不是在这上面弄些很虚拟的、黑暗的那些东西。
And not staring at really dark, evil things on your computer screen。
所以要修平你脚下的路。
So you need to make level the path of your feet。
修平你脚下的路，其中一个也包括你打开你的房门，走到外边去看那个世界。
That involves walking out of your room and seeing the outside world.
当你关上门在黑暗当中，你就是世界的主宰。
When you close the door to the world and you're in the darkness, then you're the ruler of your own world.
啊哈！当你把房门关上的时候，就是这个黑暗的世界，你就是中心。
Oh yeah, you've made yourself the center of your world.
当你走出这个房间的时候，你看到美好的大自然的时候
，When you go out and you see nature.
你就会发现，你进入了天父的世界。
You'll realize that you're in God's world.
你就发现原来你不是世界的中心。
You'll find that, hey, I'm not actually the center of the universe.
你看，我告诉你，一个人痛苦在哪儿呢？他的痛苦就在于他自我中心。
A person's difficulty and suffering comes from the fact that they are self-centered.
所以神经病是什么？就是神经病，就是自我为中心。最高级的阶段就叫神经病。
Let's say it's like when you're psychotic, it comes from the fact that you're self-centered. That's the highest degree of self-centeredness.
所以你会发现，所有的精神病，他都活在他自己的世界里边。
Psychopaths live in their own worlds.
所以孩子们千万不要自我为中心。
So you must not be self-centered.
为什么？因为你就不是中心。
Because you aren't the center.
有一天你说 I am， 我是。
If you say one day I am，
那就该进精神病院了。
Oh, if one day you say that you are the center of the world,
你要修平你脚下的路。
You need to be committed. You must make level the path of your feet.
你要坚定你一切的道。
So that all your ways will be straight.
不是你的道，是神的道。
It's not your path, but God's path.
你不是中心。
You're not the center.
上帝才是中心。
God is.
有个笑话。
There's a joke.
希特勒。
Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.有一天呢，他会要表达他很爱他的百姓。
One day, wanted to express to his people that he loved them.
然后他就去精神病院里边去关心一下这些有精神病的人。
And he went to some mental facility to care for the sick.
嗯哼。然后呢，他就进来了，脸上微笑。
And he was smiling.
很友好。
Very
friendly.
Friendly.
然后呢，他说：“你把这些所有的精神病人都招过来。
”And he said, "Gather all the people."
我要向他们讲话。
I want to speak to them.、
嗯、然后到那之后呢，他就开始说了，说、嗯、我是这个国家的元首。
He tells everyone, I'm the leader of our nation.、
嗯、我拥有这个国家最高的权柄。
I wield the most power here.
然后一个男的就跟那边出来，一个病人就出来了。
And some random guy comes out.
出来做什么
？And says.
他就摸摸他脑袋。
And pat Hitler's head.
啊，希特勒，你有什么话要说吗
？And Hitler says, "You have something to say to me."
然后他就说。
And the mental patient says.
我也是因为说了这话，他们就把我送这儿了。
I was committed because I said the same words.
然后他就把我送到这里边来了。
And then they sent me here.
所以孩子们千万要小心。
So you must be careful.
你要用神的话修平你的道。
Use God's word to make level your path.
不要自以为是。
And don't be.
就是总觉得自己是对的。
Don't be self-centered and proud.
差不多就是这个意思了。你在家的时候呢，可能你爸爸妈妈总是很宠爱你。
When you're at home, maybe your parents will humor you.
但是这并不意味着你就是中心。
That does not mean you're the center of the world.
因此，上帝说你要孝敬你的父母。
But God says you must honor your parents.
但是很多时候你会发现呢，你的父母很孝敬你。
You'll find that oftentimes it's the opposite, that your parents are honoring you.
所以这个也不意味着你就是家里边的中心。
That does not mean you're the center of the world either.
所以明白，在家里边你要学习孝敬父母，在学校里边要学习尊重你的老师。
In when you're at home, you need to learn to honor your parents at school to respect your teachers.
你在这个任何一个场合当中，你要尊重每一个人。
In any situation, you have to respect everyone.
为什么
？Why？
因为每一个人都是上帝所造的。
Because each person was created by God.
他可能是个恶人。
They might be an evil person.
你要尊重他。
But you must respect them all the same.
虽然你不走他的道路，你不坐他的座位。
Even if you don't walk the same path as them, or
不坐他的座位。
Yeah, or like take their seat, sit among them.
嗯，可能你见到他做事，你转身就走。
Maybe when you see them doing their thing, you just turn around and leave.
但是你要尊重他。
But you still must respect them.
因为他是邪恶的。
Because they're evil.
你却要坚定你一切的道。
But you must keep on your way.
啊哈，所以你们要清楚，要明白，我们都不是中心，上帝才是中心。
So we need to understand that none of us are the center, but God is.
我们所要做的就是明白上帝的旨意。
What we need to do is understand God's will.
远离一切的邪恶。
Stay away from all evil.
所以这里告诉我们，神的道就是生命。
So it tells us that God's word is life.
当我们偏左偏右的时候，走向邪恶的时候，就是走向灭亡。
When we swerve to the right or to the left, we are walking towards destruction.
因为只有神的这条道。
Because only God's path.
才是永生。
Leads to eternal life.
所以你们还有很多的年要过的。如果我说我还能够活二十年
you have many years ahead of you. If I say I have 20 years,
你们这里边人可能小的可能还会活五十年、六十年、七十年，不是五十年呢，是八十年呢，活八十年。
You might live up to 80 years old.
你们还有个很长的路要走。
You have a long path ahead of you.
这路两边有很多的吸引你的东西。
There will be a lot of things that will tempt you on this path.
但是你的眼目要先正看。
but you must look directly to, forward.
不要被路上的那些东西而吸引。
And not be tempted or distracted by things all along the path.
因为如果我们被路上的吸引，我们就会走偏离正路。
Because if we're attracted by these things on the along the road, we will stray from the path.
有些人被毒品吸引。
Some people are attracted by drugs.
就在他的毒品当中灭亡。
And then they perish in their drugs.
有些人在游戏的当中就偏离了。
For some people, it's in games. In
他也灭亡了。
It also leads to destruction.
有好多人他的眼目不是朝向正前方，而是朝向左前方啊，左前方。
A lot of people don't direct their eyes forward, but rather to the left.
什么意思呢？就是他的人生方向就错了，他不认识这条路，不认识正路。
The direction of their entire life is wrong. They don't know that there is a straight path.
这个方向可能是金钱。
This direction might be.
我要成为亿万富翁。
To become a millionaire.
可能是他的地位，我要当总统。
Or their, I don't know, their ambitions. They want to be president.
不管怎么，这条路都是他个人的一些邪情私欲的一个目标。
But this path is the path of their personal sinful ambitions.
那他就在他的偏离的方向上就走向灭亡。
And they will walk down this path to destruction.
所以你们从小的时候就要认识这条正路在哪里，并且一生眼睛都要看这条路。
So from the youngest age, you need to recognize that there is a straight path and that you need to keep your eyes on it for the rest of your life.
非常重要。
It is very important.
你比如说你们这些孩子们，你们以后上大学的时候，你会发现你又进入一个，哎呀，一个哇美丽的世界。
When you hit university, you'll find that you've entered into another world.
你会遇到很多啊、美好的人。
You'll meet a lot of people.
但是你就知道那里边有很多美好的事情呢，实际上是化妆的陷阱。很多你以为那些美好的事情，它是一个化妆的陷阱。
A lot of things that are very flashy that you think are very good are actually traps in disguise.
你看到很多看起来很美好的人，实际上是魔鬼化了妆了。
A lot of people that you think are good people are actually the devil with makeup.
如果你的眼目没有被上帝打开的话，你看到的这些一定你会掉进去的。
If your eyes have not been opened by God, once you see these things, you will fall into the trap.
因为那样的人是这样看的。
Because such people just look around.
看到这个很好的。
And they think, they just go whichever way they think is good.
小朋友，你看，他们小朋友有时候特别喜欢看这个的。
A lot of children like to look at the projector.
但是这种很危险。
But it's dangerous.
你看起来好玩不好玩？很好玩的。哇，这一个光就出来了。
Looks like fun because.It works.
我告诉你，曾经有过这样的事情。小孩嘴就是真好，很好看，很好看。
Once there was a kid who
眼睛往这一看，眼睛就瞎掉了。
But a kid could be blinded by that light.
如果一个眼睛瞎掉了，不是问题。
If you're blind one eye, it's not a big problem.
他下次不看了，还有一个。
They still have another eye. They can just not look at it next time.
但是人生的道路呢？如果走偏向了，那就是永远的灭亡。
But the path that you are walking in your life can lead to destruction, eternal.
所以希望你们呢能够从小的时候，圣经告诉我们，我们从小就认识这条正路，到老都不偏离。
So the Bible tells us that we need to learn this path from childhood, and that we will not stray from it even in old age.
所以这才是重要的。
That's the important thing.
好，今天就讲到这儿。我们下次讲的就是非常一个实际的问题了哈。下次我们讲一个非常实际的问题，因为现在我们要进入到实际的当中。
So next time we'll talk about a more practical, applicable thing.
就是你们年轻人现在要面对的。
Thing that you young people need to face.
就是利百家团契所教你们的。
The stuff that you learn about in our
Rebecca 也是人生最重要的。
It's a very important thing in life.
谁还记得十诫？
Who remembers the Ten Commandments?
咦，真的？我问你，一二三四讲的是什么
？What are the first, second, third, and fourth commandments about?
实际都在讲到什么和上帝的关系，对不对
？So your relationship with God.、
第四个讲到的是什么呢
？The fourth one is.
要孝敬父母，对不对？
你
啊，第五个，第五个，
yeah.
第五个是讲到孝敬父母，对不对
？The fifth one is that you must honor your mother and father.
所以讲到人与人之间关系，最重要的是什么？是父母和儿女之间的关系。
The most important relationship between people.
嗯，是父母和儿女的关系。但是这里边我们同样也看到了，父母和儿女的关系，它的根在哪呢？实际在父母的关系。
But the relationship between parents and
所以我们可以推到婚姻和家庭。
Marriage and family, yeah.
所以呢，下次我们就讲了婚姻家庭的基础是什么。
So next time we'll see what's the foundation of marriage and of the family.
好。